Agitations by workers of the Volta Lake Transport Company and the Volta Hotel, both subsidiaries of the Volta River Authority, are far from over. The workers of the Volta Hotel are on a sit-down strike. According to our correspondent, Yao Asante, the workers claim the strike is as a result of management not meeting their demands. He tells us more.
This morning, the workers are on sit-down strike in demand for better remunerations. Incidentally, the two institutions, that is the Volta Hotel and the Volta Lake Transport Company, both are VRA subsidiaries. And as I am speaking to you now, the workers of VLTC have also laid their tools down. They are doing go-slow type of work here, because they gave the Volta River Authority Chief Executive, Mr. Isaac Kofi, to be able to see to the situation or to be applied by correcting all mistakes that the management is doing, especially in terms of revenue collection, mismanagement. For instance, last week, a vessel from Ketekrachi, Ausa Kope, instead of landing at Akosombo Port, the traffic manager, Mr. Emmanuel Ofoy, ordered the vessel not to land. And as a result, the women have to be on the water for up to the following day. Most of them fell ill. There were no food by then, and they have to be transported to VRA hospital to seek medical attention. This and among other issues have prompted the workers to press home for their demand for better management of the VLTC. At the Volta Hotel, as I speak to you, the manager, Mr. Bart Planch, has informed the police to invite the union executives, that is one Andy and his vice, to the police station to write a report about the reason why the workers are not reporting for duty, or they are not working at all today, because the workers have laid down their tools. They want the VRA to do away with Mr. Bart Planch, who is the general manager of the Volta Hotel.
The workers of the Volta Lake Transport Limited, VLTC, are calling for the dissolution and reconstitution of its 15-member management board. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the chairman of the Junior Staff Union of VLTC, Victor Amwa, argues that the board membership is too large to manage the 250 workers. He also mentioned that the board members have veered off the company's mandate and are engaging in other activities. Mr. Amwa enumerated some of the problems to Abraham Donko.
We thought VLTC is a viable company. We seriously think that there's a lot of mismanagement in VLTC. This company has existed for the past 30 years. For the last 2 years, we worked very well, and everybody have seen that there's a lot of potential in VLTC. The managing director resumed office in March, and today, as I'm speaking, in December, we cannot even pay ourselves. This December, we have been told that we can't pay ourselves, but rather VRA have to loan us to be able to pay ourselves. And we thought that, look at the size of management, the 50 managements are managing only 250 workers. So we thought that the size of management is just too much. There's a lot of things. The core business has been neglected. And we are calling that the chief executive of VRA, who is the board chairman of VLTC, should do away with the management of VLTC and bring those who have the potential to manage the company. And that is our position. We thought that the league is potential. Government is investing a lot of money in VLTC. But where we are now, there is clear indication that there's a lot of mismanagement in VLTC, and we are calling that they should be removed from office immediately.
Mr. Amwa, you were saying mismanagement. How are they mismanaging the company? Is it now not so viable as we think it should, or it is?
The fact of the matter is that management is doing a lot of things that is not the core business. As I'm speaking now, there are a lot of...
Mr. Amwa, things like what?
Construction of roads at the port, diversion of roads at the port, which is not necessary. As we are speaking, we don't have forklifts to work with. The vessels are all on one engine, and that we cannot say. We don't have pallets to load cement to the north. So these are the core business of the company. And we thought the management have neglected all these things. They are engaging huge contractors, and they are paying them huge allowances, huge salaries. They are sponsoring them to school. when it's supposed not to be so. And we thought that all these things is amounted to mismanagement. Because of that, we are calling that, you know, they should be removed.
Very well. Mr. Amwa, but have you drawn the management's attention to this plethora of problems you're enumerating now?
Yes, we have drawn the management attention to it severally. In fact, when our former board chairman was there, Mr. Awotri, who is the former chief executive of VNRA, we draw every attention to him. We wrote to him to meet him severally. We were not able to meet him because he said he's too tight. We have met management on several issues. We have invited the general secretary of MDU in the name of Mr. Usu Kranting. We have sat down with them severally. He has instituted a committee to meet with management. Management have refused to meet us as I'm speaking. So we have made so many attempts to make sure that the issue is addressed. But, you know, management is refusing to meet us and also listen to us so that we can move on as a company. And that is why we have gotten to where we are now, that we can't pay workers. And we thought that if that is the case, we are calling that they should go away.